Welcome back to the pregame show here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening. As joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Matt Finn, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Quinn, great to talk with you.
So as we take a look at your team, 1-1 start to the season. You open up week one, a very decisive victory over an improved Pella Christian team from a year ago, 42-21. And last week, you went on to test yourselves against a team that I think is a top five team in Class 3A, at least resume-wise through the first couple weeks. Ball just short to a very talented Des Moines Christian team down in Urbandale, 21-15. So your team sits 1-1, but definitely all the goals still achievable. All of the things that your team wants to do still ahead. And just through the first couple weeks of the year, just what have you seen out of this club that has really stood out to you?
Yeah, I think you're right. Last week was a big test for us, and I know there's plenty of teams around the state who maybe don't put quality teams like that down on their non-district list, and we believe in figuring out who we are and trying to get better each week. And I think Des Moines Christian's that game gave us plenty of stuff that we can go back in and keep working on, because I do feel like that quality of team is the type of team that we would see if we did if we were able to get into a run in the playoffs. And so we'll have some we've been able to reflect and keep learning and kind of grow where we're a little bit weaker. I did feel like in that game, you know, and this is a little cliche and hats off to them. I felt like they played a really good game and did things what they needed to do to control most of it. But I felt like we just ran out of time, and I was really proud of the fight that we showed late. I think it would have been easy to go, man, they are getting what they need on the ground game. We're having a hard time in the box right now, and let's just pack her in. But we shut them out in the second half, and we're making drives. We just took too long to get clicking on O, and that's something that, you know, we can't have those nights where we're just few and far between on drives. But felt like we could move the ball all right. Got ourselves in some penalty situations too, so we got to manage those sticks a little bit better. And I think we'll keep growing. You know, as much experience as we have, we're still young in some spots, and I'm pumped to see how we can keep progressing.
Yeah, and starting off on the offensive side of the football, definitely throwing the ball has been successful early and often. Colin Willis, you know, off to a good start, four over almost 500 yards, five touchdowns through the air, and he's been able to spread the ball to a number of receivers. Obviously, Luke Thorson has gotten a lot of the headlines, but definitely a number of guys have been able to catch the football, and as well, Fist and Carlson, having him back in the backfield feels like it adds an extra element of explosiveness to this offense. And just looking at how the offense has gone out and performed the first couple of games, what are some things that you've been satisfied with and some things that maybe you're looking forward to working on here over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think with all of that, I feel like the perimeter and the downfield stuff's working good, and we just got to keep finding the identity in the box a little bit here yet too. And we've got plenty of experience there with our linemen. I'm looking forward, like, we're waiting for some good news here too on hopefully Ben Mazik can return here soon for us. And I think that would be another one of those boons for us, essentially, because like, I think of him and Fiston, and that's no slight to Jake Knoll and to Tyler Lambert and to Sam Scarrow and other guys too. But if you remember, Ben Mazik ran for about close to 700 yards his sophomore year and has a lot that he can do too. And he might not be as big or as tall as Fiston, but he runs downhill really hard and fast. And so they're kind of a Reggie Bush, Lendell White type of crew for me. And if we can complete that duo and let Jake Knoll play a little bit more defense and find some other ways to get him the ball, I that's exciting to me. So there's a world where we get healthier yet too. This isn't all season ending stuff for us right now. And that's exciting for us.
And on the defensive side of the football, you talked about how DMC was able to control things that they wanted to control early on, but your defense still, I think, has played really well here through the early part of the season. It gets some good competition. You know, that second and third levels is an area where your team has really excelled in here the last couple of years, and here in 2026, it appears to be no different. Just talk about what you've seen out of the defense here through the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, Coach Hawkins and the defensive side do a phenomenal job. And I would agree with you, too. I think one of the things that's really hard is, like, where we struggled in that game was big plays. It wasn't – we were able to get turnovers. We were able to get them off the field. We'd give up some of those longer runs to their talented running back, and that was a product of missed tackles, not missed fitting. And it's different, you know, like with our smaller school size, we're not banging as much as we used to at practice right now. And so some of that, you know, we might be more apt. I think the tackling will, you'll see that continue to improve. But it's hard to replicate a true downhill type of approach in practice and still keep your team healthy. And staying healthy is just as important part of the thing as teaching, right? Both of those things have to stay true for us. So you got to balance that to some degree. I think we'll clean that up. I have full confidence in our defense getting stops. I'm super thrilled with the guys that have stepped into the roles that we do. I can't say enough about the lift, or, you know, what a big shoes Jake Knoll had to fill stepping in for Cody Long. What big shoes Sam Scarrow and Cooper and Brody Kilstoff, you know, filling in for Blake Larson. I've been so pleased with the level of physicality and effort that we've got. We'll get all those things squared away. We'll get tackling a little bit better. And I think we're going to be pretty tough on that side of the ball.
And looking ahead to tonight, obviously, against a West Marshall team that you were in a very similar spot a year ago, a loss to a very good Des Moines Christian team. You go on the road to State Center, and they were able to nip you despite a late comeback from your team. But obviously, looking ahead to tonight's matchup against West Marshall, what has stood out to you about the Trojans here and your scout of this year's squad, and what does your team have to do to come away with the victory tonight?
Well, yeah, they're super physical in the box. They will just blitz every down, twist the nose in the mic, and send them. And so we'll have to handle that, and we'll have to kind of just stick with doing what we do. But, boy, they will load us up numbers-wise in the box, and sometimes that's just not advantageous for us to, you know, to be just, like, ramming our head against the wall, so to speak. So that level of physicality is a true trademark of Coach Hackett's teams. And, you know, Quinn, as far as, like, every team's a new team, but, you know, I for Rolling Stories purposes, it's been a hot minute since we've been on the right side of a West Marshall Rolling Story showdown. So we're going to try to get on the right side of things this year.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against West Marshall.
Thanks so much, Quinn.
That was Matt Benn, the head football coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on the pregame show. We go live to the field next here on 95.7 KQWC.